Welcome back to the Midweek Focus, final segment here for this Midweek Focus, and we got two special guests, Stevie and Dylan of Missoula Children's Theater. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Yeah, and so you guys came on in. When did you guys get into town exactly?
Sunday night.
So you guys had a quick turnaround.
Yes.
Yep. Quick turnaround. Missoula Children's Theater, they're here all week long. You guys also had a program last year, I know, something that's becoming a yearly tradition here, and it's always good to have a theater here in the town of Oaks. So, quick turnaround, as I said, you had auditions Monday, had a lot of kids show up, didn't you?
Yes, 70 kids came to auditions, which was awesome.
And then now you guys, week long, and it's got to be bang, bang, bang as you guys get ready. So talk to us about how the process is going, how the kids are doing, and what Missoula Children's Theater is all about.
Yeah, Missoula Children's Theater loves to bring just theater to these smaller communities around. Not even just smaller ones. Big ones love to have them as well. And be able to just spread theater around places that might not be able to have theater in their towns. The week is very crazy because we only have 5 days to do an entire show with the kids. Which, for us, that's kind of okay, but the kids have to learn everything within 5 days, which is props to them, because I don't know if I'd be able to do that when I was that young.
Yeah, it takes a lot of hard work from them and their families, going over lines every day and on whatever breaks they have. So they're working really, really hard. And a lot of them were only on day three. And yesterday, day two, there were kids that weren't even using their scripts during rehearsals. So we have some amazingly talented kids.
I mean, I struggle just remembering an ad read. I can't even look away from the script, and the fact that these kids are able to do it is amazing. And amazing. I mean, 5 days to get everything all ready to go, props, everything.
Yeah, so I think their brains got replaced by sponges or something, because they can absorb like crazy.
So talk to me about Missoula Children's Theater. What's it about? When did it start? And where is it located out of?
So, Missoula Children's Theater actually started off as a theater touring company. And when they did, I believe it was Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, they realized that it was easier to cast the dwarves instead of actual like adult actors, to cast them as children actors, but they couldn't bring them on tour with them. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they'd go to the town that they were going to and hold auditions there to see if seven local children would want to come and be in the production. And then they realized that a lot of people loved having the kids in the show instead of the actual adults, and they kind of transformed it from there. Instead of just being a touring company, they said, okay, let's just cast some kids, and then let's put on a show really quickly.
Yeah, so Missoula Children's Theater has been going on for over 50 years. We've hit all 50 states, 17 different countries, and 5 different Canadian provinces, and about every year, about 65,000 children will perform for about 750,000 audience members every single year in communities just like this one.
Dang. So have you guys been to other cities this year already?
Yes.
Where have you all been this year?
We have been to Ark City in Kansas. Mm-hmm. We've been to
Hyannis, Nebraska.
We've been to Wisconsin for 3 weeks, and that was Wisconsin, Jefferson, Reedsburg, and Patch Grove.
Marshall, Minnesota.
And
then we have 2 weeks in North Dakota, 1 week in South Dakota, and 1 week in Montana.
So you guys still got a busy time to finish off the year here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And each one is 1 week. You get on in there and you go, let's hit it. And I mean, it's great that 70 kids show up. It stinks that only 60 part, but still, 70 kids showing up is a really great thing. And bringing theater to small town America is very important. Very important. I want to get your guys' thoughts on how important that is. Just bringing it on in, because you don't really get when you go small town America. I mean, I never had theater growing up for the longest time. Mm-hmm. To get it, it gives you something to work towards and build at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think theater is a great way to harness like special skills that anybody can use at any stage of life. Public speaking is terrifying.
Yes.
And so for children to like start at a young age, we have in this town, we start at first grade, but we have towns that start in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So we have five-year-olds with lines on stage, which is so scary, but they do such a great job. And introducing it at a young age gets them really comfortable speaking in front of people, helps with confidence, it helps with creativity. There are just so many benefits to theater, even if you don't do theater for your job.
I think it's also great to just kind of get around other kids who are also interested in theater as well. You can kind of connect with other people and show a different side of you that maybe not everyone has seen before. Like there was this, one week there was a kid who was very shy into themselves mm-hmm. and didn't like to talk a lot, but they got the part in the show and they started being like huge on stage, big voice, making giant actions. Everyone started to like interact with them a lot more because of that. And it kind of changed their like whole entire school life because people thought, oh yeah, you're like a really fun person now. You're like really bombastic, and yeah, that's great for them.
Yeah, and you've had that in you the whole time, but having an outlet for creativity is a great way to like release that and make you feel comfortable showing that side of yourself to other people.
Now talk to us about the process of this week. So Monday auditions, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what exactly are you guys doing?
So Tuesday is pretty much full on rehearsals. We just kind of go through the majority of the cast and teach them everything there is to do there. Wednesday is when you work with our dust bunnies.
Yes, we get our youngest age group, and we get all the rest of the cast together as well. So it's the first day where we have everybody since auditions, and they're not working at the same time or in the same place, but it's the first day we have everyone kind of in the building at the same time, which is really exciting. And then we move into our music rehearsal for the second half of Wednesday rehearsal.
And that's just kind of where we go through all the music mm-hmm. in the show, all the dances, all the songs. And then after that on Thursday is when we first put up our set. So we'll have our set up for the first time and have all of our props there as well. So the kids can actually see how the stage looks mm-hmm. and then everything we kind of have been saying like, okay, and then you're going to have a pot of gold right here. So pretend you're holding a pot of gold. Now they can actually hold a pot of gold and get ready for that.
Yeah, and then Friday is our big dress rehearsal day. Mm-hmm. So they've worked with set, they've worked with props, they know where they're supposed to stand on stage, they know how to work with the music and the accompanists, but they get to add their costumes, which is super exciting. And then Friday, we move right into our very first show.
And that's at 7 o'clock Friday in the South Gym of Oaks High School.
Yes.
And then you have another showing again on Saturday.
Yes.
And it is Princess and the Pea.
Yes.
And that's a classic. Mm-hmm. A classic that I have never read.
Yes.
Really?
No, never read it.
It's not a big one.
I know.
It? It's not like Snow White or Cinderella.
It's a children's story that I've just never read.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'll have to come on out and watch it then.
Yeah, you'll have to watch the musical.
Again, 7 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. Thank you guys for coming on out here for the Midweek Focus.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
That was Stevie and Dylan of Missoula Children's Theater, and this has been the Midweek Focus for this week. See you guys tomorrow for the Tornado Morning Show.